It's usually called the Idaho Stop Law. Essentially, it means that bike riders can treat stop signs as mere yield signs and red lights as stop signs. Vehicle owners may harumph when they see Idaho bicyclists pause and then blow through stop signs, but it's perfectly legal. And the concept makes sense according to practitioners of leg-powered mobility. Getting a bike rolling from a complete stop requires a lot of energy. A physics professor in California found that a cyclist who rolls through a stop sign at, say, 5 miles an hour uses 25% less energy to get back up to full speed. And a public health researcher found that in Idaho, injuries from bike accidents dropped after the state relaxed the law in 1982. Idaho, by the way, is ranked only 20th among the states for bicycle-friendly laws, while Washington still ranked number one and Oregon, not far behind, at number five. And commuting by bicycle is rapidly increasing in all three states. In Portland, Oregon, the percentage of people who pedal to work jumped to more than 6% over the past decade. It's up to 3.7% in Boise and 3.4% in Seattle. Nationally, bicyclists account for less than 1% of commuters. I'm Tom Bacon.